Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. Today is another Discover a New Musical edition where you, the listener, and me, the host, get to learn about a new show together. It's the Roaring Twenties. The jazz age is in full swing, and amidst the glittering parties is a mysterious man named Gatsby. Today, we will be talking with Laura Nobley, the composer, producer, and director of the musical Gatsby, which is playing at the City Playhouse in Thornhill, Ontario on October 18th, 2023. Without further ado, let's welcome Laura to the show. Hello and welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No problem. Well, thank you for coming on and introducing your show to me and the listeners. It's fantastic. Now, before we get into the show itself, we always want to get to know you a little bit better. So I always ask for a 30-second bio. So Laura, who are you in 30 seconds?
So I'm 17 years old. I'm a composer. Music is a huge thing in my life. I play piano. I play flute. I'm a beginner in saxophone. I sing. And I've written two musicals. Macbeth the Musical was my first show. And now I'm working on Gatsby, which is my second show. I've been composing since I was 12 years old. I've written for a variety of instrumentation. I've published two piano books, and I've written for professional and student musicians all across Canada. So composition is a huge part of my life. And I'm really writing these shows to try to get my some exposure to my music, and also as a learning opportunity for me to just really work on my composition skills through experience.
Fantastic. Now, usually I ask, have you always been into musical theater? But A, it sounds like you have. And B, you know, you're 17. So we aren't going back very far. But are you kind of the black sheep of the family, or is everybody artistic and into that sort of thing?
Yeah, I'm the only one in my family and extended family who is into music. My family members are participating in the show, in the acting, but I just kind of roped them into that.
Spoken like a true artist who needs to get something put on. You grab friends and family and ask them, or kind of tell them, this is what you're going to do.
Yeah, they're well and told. But they're also great. They're great sports about it. They're very, they're very helpful in like acting in my shows and helping out with the stage, like moving the sets in and stuff. So my dad is great with the props. So yeah.
Awesome. So who's been a good influence on you for your writing and the way you create?
So I always look to the past really as my inspiration. I love classical music. I really got into this because I really wanted to write an opera my whole life. So I was like looking at different operas. I really look at the composers of the past. Johann Sebastian Bach is my favorite. But I find my music is more like Giacomo Rossini. So he's a big inspiration for me. For the jazz, I really like George Gershwin because he's kind of a blend between the classical and the jazz eras. And then people influences in my life. My composition teacher, she taught me for 3 years when I was in grade 8 to when I was in grade 10. So she hasn't been teaching me for the past 2 years, but she was a huge inspiration for me. She was an amazing teacher because she really helped me grow, but without being like telling me what to do. She would always give me very helpful suggestions for my works, but she was never very rigid about it. And that helped me so much. I'm very grateful to her. Her name is Christine Duncan. So she was a huge influence for me. And just the people around me, they inspire me, not necessarily through actual musical ideas, but just I like having people to kind of to make them proud of me. I like producing my music for others.
Very cool. So I guess you're pursuing a career in music, or is there, I'm always curious, is there something else you thought about doing outside of Music?
So I'm still currently unsure about my career path. When I was younger, I always wanted to be a teacher, at an elementary school, but then I kind of grew out of that. And then I kind of was interested in pursuing science. And I'm currently taking science courses in my high school, so I'm keeping that option open. And I'm also keeping music open, but I'm not entirely sure right now. There's lots of different things that interest me.
Yeah. And you know what? Whatever you do, whether it be music or science or whatever it is, it's funny because I've interviewed lots of people. I've got this one guy, he's written like three or four musicals and he's a physicist. So, you know, his background may be in the sciences, but he loves writing for musical theater and teachers and everything. So yeah, that's the nice thing about musical theater and writing. The more you know, the better well-rounded you are for writing. So let's talk about Gatsby. What was the inspiration for writing it in the first place?
So I wrote Macbeth the musical initially. And I really enjoyed the writing process. It took me 2 weeks to write Macbeth the musical. And so right away I was ready to start working on my next show. But I was still producing Macbeth the musical, so it took me a little bit longer to write Gatsby. Over the course of the year, I just kind of worked on it whenever I had a free chance, and then I finished it last May. The inspiration for the story of Gatsby itself, I read the story when I was in grade 9, and I was just really drawn to the atmosphere, the 1920s. I could hear the jazz music, and I wanted something that contrasted Macbeth, because Macbeth was very classical. It was almost like an opera, with spoken dialogue instead of the recitatives. But Gatsby, I really wanted that new, different like feel to it. And my main inspiration is just that before I graduate for university, I would like to explore my options in music as much as possible, try as many different things, and get my music out there. So that's why I'm working on producing it at the moment.
Did you find writing lyrics easy? Obviously, you have a background in composition, but how was the lyric in the book side for you?
So most of the words in the script are taken from the story. They're not all, but they're since the story is in the public domain now, many of the lines are from there. The lyrics, I was actually surprised. It wasn't too difficult for me. It's poetry. I would take a line from the book and just expand it. I thought of other words that kind of I associated with the line from the book. So for example, one of the songs when Nick is talking about loving Jordan, there's a line that says, she had beautiful gray sunstroked eyes, something like that. So I took the gray sunstroked eyes, and then thought of other words that I kind of associated with that, other qualities that I feel the character Nick would see in a person and what would draw him towards her. And so I just kind of expanded on that. I used Rhyme Zone a lot to help me with that. But yeah, I found that the lyrics were actually okay. And while in Macbeth the musical, I took the lyrics directly from the script, there's a certain new type of creativity when I wrote the lyrics myself.
Did you discover anything writing Macbeth and then almost right away writing Gatsby? Did you, because is there something you discovered after writing Macbeth? You went, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Now I'm going to try this way.
I feel like since Macbeth the musical and Gatsby are entirely different from each other, the lessons weren't as much like transferable. There were obviously some things, but that was more in the production standpoint. So like the directing it. Also because I'm more experienced this time, it's also a lot easier for me. And both of these shows I've adapted along the way. There have been things I've noticed in the production, and I'm like, okay, this isn't sitting right with me, and so I'm modifying it. I'm really not stuck in my ways with these. I'm open to growth, and I using these opportunities from the production process to really grow.
So obviously the show is going up as of right now in about a month or so. During the rehearsal period, is there any point where you're watching the rehearsal and the actors did something or brought to life something that you wrote that you didn't realize?
Could you elaborate a little bit on what exactly you're asking in this question?
Sure. If for example, you wrote something and they performed it in a way that you went, oh wow, I didn't think of it that way, or it surprised you, or you realized, oh wow, they get it. Was there any moments within the rehearsal process?
I did most of the choreography myself, and I feel the way the choreography was executed, it really brings a lot of that symbolism to life. For example, we have one of the songs, which is called The Heat of Summer. It's closer to the end of the story. And so in our choreography, we also like the we explain the story through the motions. And it's a little bit hard to explain without seeing it on the stage, but that particular scene, I feel like it brought a new level, a new layer of the story to life.
Well, let's talk about the production itself and the people involved. Now you're directing, you said, and producing and writing and like a true artist, do everything. We all do that at some point. But let's talk about the cast and the people involved. Tell us a little bit about them.
So I am also in the cast. I have some family members in the cast. I have some friends from school, and I also posted on Facebook, and so I got a couple people from there. So I'm just grabbing whoever I can from wherever.
Nice. And then tell us a little bit about the who is in the show.
Like about their background?
A little bit about them, who they are and how you found
Yeah,
them.
so I have a couple of people who are members of Macbeth the Musical. They're high school students as well, and then I have other emerging artists, very talented actors, singers, and yeah, we're just all coming together to create the show.
Yeah. Like I said, you're producing it as well. What did you find was the hardest part of producing this show? Because there's lots of people who are listening who, are not just writers or performers, but they're also trying to get into producing. What pitfalls have you seen or you've experienced that you could say, yeah, don't do that?
Yeah, so for my first show, my cast was entirely high school students, and I didn't audition for roles because I felt like I wanted everyone to have a good experience, and if they felt that they were suitable for a larger role and wanted to dedicate more time, I wanted to give them that opportunity. And so some flaws with that was that the balance wasn't perfect, and because I didn't assert myself enough, I had some more disrespect towards me for my first show. For my second show, I asserted more of a leadership role, and I also felt more confident because I'd already done this before. And so I did auditions. I assigned roles to the people who I felt personality-wise and also performance-wise would fit the roles well. Also, I'm funding the entire show on my own, so that's a big thing for me as well, is trying to find the funds. And since I'm only 17, there's a lot of grants that I can't apply for, since they're only available for 18 and over. So that's a big thing. And promoting the show, that's what I'm working on right now. I is just trying to find ways to promote myself.
Well, congratulations on not just writing the show and being in it and producing it and directing it and everything. Because from the sounds of it, you're learning from each experience. From Macbeth, you're taking what you learned there, you're growing, and then whatever you do after that, you're taking it in the right direction. So, I've talked to people from your level of just starting out to experience, and we're all experiencing the same thing. We're all in the same boat. So good job on that
Thank
and
you.
what you've
Thank
put
you.
together. So give us I guess the important stuff, the who, what, where, how do people learn more about the show, tickets, etc., social media contact, all that fun stuff.
Okay. Tickets to the show are available on the City Playhouse website. The show is taking place on October 18th, 2023 at 7 p.m. You can learn more about the show on our Instagram page at Gatsby underscore premiere. Yeah, I think that's basically all the information.
So Is there anything in the future? Do you have something planned? What's your next musical? Since you wrote Gatsby right after Macbeth, have you already got the next one set in your head, or is this?
I currently don't have anything planned. I do have some ideas. I have a dream of a big project, but if I can break even for Gatsby, then I probably will produce another show. But since I didn't break even for Macbeth, my funds are dwindling a bit. So I would really like to, but it may have to wait until I turn 18.
Again, spoken like a true artist, not breaking even and all that fun stuff. Well, I wish you all the best
Thank you.
with Gatsby and everything you do in the future. And please keep in touch, because
I
again,
will. Thank you.
I love talking to people who are up and coming or creating new works. And you know what? Maybe, you know, in 5, 10 years, I'll be able to say, I knew Laura when. That's always exciting for me. So yeah, congratulations and all the best with the show on the 18th.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. We were just speaking with Laura Nobly, the composer, producer, director, actor, pretty much everything to do with the musical Gatsby, which is playing at the City Playhouse in Thornhill, Ontario on October 18th, 2023. You can also go to our website and click on the Want to See a Musical tab and just put in Gatsby and you'll be able to get all the information there in case you missed it earlier on. Yeah, it's fantastic to talk to Canadians and up and coming Canadians and all that fun stuff. So tune in next week. We're going to do this all over again. You never know who we're going to talk to. I'm Jean-Paul Yovanoff. As always, this is Be Our Guest. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.